Hey there, how are you? I'm Dr. Dave. Today's episode, I want to share a huge mistake that I made multiple times over many years, and it actually cost me a lot as far as health, money, all types of things, craziness. And I want to share it with you today because I don't want you to make the same mistake. Let's get right into it. I'm Dr. Dave. This is Microdose U, and welcome.
You're listening to Microdose U Radio on the world's famous KMDU FM Salt Lake City.
Watch this.
Hey there, welcome back. Microdose U, Dr. Dave, I really appreciate you. Just let me say right off the bat, go into the show notes if you want more, and there's a bunch of links. We've got a great community, Nakama. I really appreciate you and every single one of you that's joined this movement, and we're out there to help other people, including you and me. We're all human beings together in this, Nakama, and we're just trying to help other people feel better every single day. Well, I want to share something, big mistake, and what I'm going to do, like I've been doing lately in most of my episodes, I'm going to just speak free form. It's not scripted. I'm not going to edit this, so there might be some pauses. The only thing I might edit out is if I call for something like that, but otherwise, we're going to go straight through because I want you to feel like you are sitting with me in my living room on the sofa or wherever it may be, and I'm just talking to you like a friend because, after all, we are friends, right? Don't you feel it? I feel your energy, so I really hope you feel mine. Well, over the years, I have been prone to, and I think maybe microdosing has helped me get out of this, but I've been prone to getting affiliated and sucked in with the wrong people that I believed could help me through whatever I was trying to do, improve my life in some way. And I don't know if I was searching too much or I just fell into traps with the wrong people, but I'll give you a few examples because, again, I don't want this to happen to you, and it's very easy for it to happen. And the thing is, while it's happening, a lot of times we don't know it. And a lot of times damage is done before we actually realize what's going on. So I'll give you an example. Many years ago, I was convinced that being vegan would be the best thing for my life and for my health and for the animals and for the planet. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. You know, I'm not vegan anymore. I was vegan for about 7 years until I felt like, you know, there's some shortcomings to it. And I'm not going to debate that at all. It doesn't matter because to me, it doesn't really matter if somebody's vegan or not. If they're a good person and they're kind and they do the right things to other people and to animals and to the planet, that's the most important thing, I think. But I got kind of really into this vegan culture, and I became close with this woman, and she was one that I can remember. There are probably many more like this, but this woman was kind of like she thought she was a guru type. She thought she was enlightened in veganism, and whatever she said was the gospel. And I kind of got sucked into this because when I would share things with her that I was eating or buying or doing, like basically everything I did was wrong. Everything, every food that I told her I was ingesting, every water bottle that I bought because I thought it was a good water bottle from the store. Some of them were pretty expensive. She gave a reason why that would cause cancer. Everything I did was bad and wrong, and I had to do every single thing her way, or I was not doing it right. Now, that's a really, really dangerous situation to get into because if you look back at this, any teacher, anybody that's going to help you out, whatever you're doing, becoming vegan, if you want to do that, I'm not suggesting you do, but becoming vegan, helping with your financial life, helping get in better shape health-wise, or you know, go to the gym and coach you that way. Anybody that consistently berates you and tells you, no, that's not the way to do it. You've got to do it my way. Please be very careful because there's no one way that you have to do something. As an educator, as a doctor, as somebody that's helped people in their lives for decades, I can tell you that. And if I ever get down on you for telling you that you're not doing something right, and if you don't do it my way, it's either my way or the highway, and you're no good, and then you better come to me and let me know because I don't want to be that person. I want to be a guide. I want to be your mentor. I want to be your friend. I want to be kind. And yeah, you might be doing things that maybe I don't agree with as far as microdosing or mental health or in general health, whatever it might be, but I'll never berate you. And I'll never even like put my finger to your face and say, that's not right. You can't do, I'll never do that. That's just not me. Oh, going back to the vegan thing real quickly though, but I got involved with people in that community, and that's supposed to be a community that of kindness, of not hurting anything or anyone, but some of the vile comments I would hear out of the vegan community were like unbelievable. Like basically like, I'm not going to be friends with anybody that eats meat. I wish they would die. A family member. I've heard people say this about their family members, about own family. Like I'm not going to go to Thanksgiving because they're eating dead animals and they are horrible people and they should be in prison. I mean, there's a lot of brainwashing there. And again, you know, we're not necessarily talking about becoming vegan, but it's an example of something that somebody might want to try and learn about in their life, but they get sucked into these people that try to control them. I mean, there was a point where, yeah, people almost had me convinced that I cannot be friends with anybody that eats meat because that would make me a horrible person because I'm hanging around horrible people. That's how bad it really got until I figured that this cult is not necessarily good. Now, I'm not saying bad things about most vegan people, I think, are probably really good people. But there's a group, a subset of people in the community that are downright, claim to be kind, but will stab you right in the back. So be careful about, again, with whatever you're trying to get into. I had a financial planner a couple decades ago, and I wound up kind of getting brainwashed and believing in this person, and they had me do some things that were, I'd say really hurt my financial life. Now, luckily I recovered, but it possibly could have wiped me out. And because I went in kind of like blindsided and trusted this advisor because he was very, what's the word I'm looking for? He made me believe that what he was saying was right. He was, I can't think of the word right. Sometimes you're at the microphone, you just can't think of the right word. You probably know exactly the word I'm trying to think of, but I can't think of. It's very, just, he was a very authoritative, let's say, authoritative, and what he said was right. And I pretty much had to believe that he was looking out for my best interest. And yeah, I lost a bunch of money because I believed in somebody that said we have to do it this way without any questioning. And that's a problem. And again, it goes back to microdosing here. This podcast is called Microdose You, and I'm here to help you become a better person, to feel better every single day, to improve your life. Now, again, it's not the do-all and end-all here is not microdosing. You're not really here to necessarily learn how to microdose, and that's gonna solve every problem. You're here to feel better and change your life. And along the way, yeah, microdosing is great. And don't get me wrong, I'm a firm believer and it's changed my life around. But there are a lot of other things that I've done in addition to the microdosing that have contributed. Like if I was only microdosing and nothing else, I'm not so sure how much progress I would have made. So it's a lot more than just the microdosing. And I try to talk about something like that every episode. I try to give you some tips on things that I've learned in my life and my health and improvement and mental health that you can do the same thing as I'm doing. I mean, I'm no different than you are, really. I might be a little bit ahead of you on the timeline because I figured this stuff out earlier, but I'm no different. You know, I went through a lot of mental health issues with such as depression and anxiety and more. And it was horrible. But I figured it out. And that's why I take my time. I spend my time trying to share with you and many other people around the planet because I feel horrible when I hear people telling me that they don't feel well every day and their mental health is bad. It makes me feel horrible. It makes me want to help them more. However, again, getting back to my original topic here, you've got to be super, super careful, really careful. There was somebody that I got involved with very early. I'd say probably right at the beginning of my microdosing journey, right at the beginning. Somehow he found me online, latched onto me, and started telling me things about that I didn't look right. My eyes were looked very, I don't know, sad. Just, my life wasn't, he was telling me things about like the way I felt. And I started to believe it. I started, wow, this guy is really smart. And he can see into my eyes and he can see that I'm not happy and I'm not living the right life. He can see all this stuff. And then of course he started sharing with me how I can change things, but it had to be exactly his way. Like you deviate a little bit and no, you're the bad guy. You're wrong. You can't, no, you have to do it my way. And although I had like a gut feeling that something was wrong, you know, when you have somebody that is very authoritative and they're like almost like a guru and they seem to know what they're talking about, you kind of, it's easy to latch on to somebody like that. That's why I don't want you to latch on to me. I don't want you to believe every single thing I say. I mean, okay, let me back up a second because I'm sharing my life story, but there are many ways to do this. And again, if I ever say to you, you are wrong, you can't do it that way, then you should think twice about following me any further. Because I will never berate you or make you feel low or make you feel like you're a failure unless you do it my way. Now, luckily, what happened was with this gentleman, and I use that term very loosely, what happened was that, and I don't know if he realized this was going to happen, but as I got further along on my microdosing journey on my own timeline, the way I did it, the way I wanted to do it, not the way anybody else wanted to do it, but the way I wanted to do it, my mind got clear. And maybe some of it was the lion's mane, because I use lion's mane every day as well for cognitive function. It helps brain, you think clear, and the microdosing does that as well. So I don't think he realized that once I started or continued microdosing more and I was feeling better, that I would see him as a fraud, which I eventually did. And luckily I had to release this person from my life. I really felt like he would somehow come after me if I didn't do something his way and it verbally abuse me or whatever. It was very, very bad. So again, I'm saying this in a generic sense. I don't want to use any names or throw anybody under the bus. I want to make sure you don't fall into the traps that I have fallen into in my lifetime. I've got more examples. I won't bore you with all of them, but there's been a pattern of believing in somebody and wanting to, what's the word? Maybe wanting to, what am I thinking? I'm thinking wanting to please them. Wanting to please them, and so I better do it their way, and I better make sure they're happy with me. And then when they start saying things like, "Oh, now you're enlightened, Dr. Dave. Now you're enlightened. You're better than everybody else." They're playing. They want to play right into you, and they want you to, follow them even deeper because now you feel like, wow, I'm being accepted by this guru. This is the greatest day of my life. Like I've made it. This person has helped me so much. I owe them so much now. Don't fall into this trap. It's very, very dangerous. You can go down a rabbit hole with somebody that professes to be a guru and you can get in a lot of trouble. I mean, look, I almost did that with somebody like maybe a decade and a half ago, somebody sucked me into their multi-level thing. I mean, you think, I don't know. I don't think I'm a sucker, but this person again was so believable and authoritative and sharing with me why I should do this. Now, since my brain is clearer through microdosing and through just being healthier in general and lion's mane and all the things that I do in my life that add up, basically, if somebody like that came up to me now, I politely tell them to just F off. Nobody's going to take advantage of me now because my brain is clear and I can see things so much more clearly, and I'm not going to feel like I have to please someone or suck up to them because I want to be accepted by them. That was a really tough part of my life, and I don't want you to have to go through this. How do you know if somebody is dangerous? How do you know if somebody is in that league that they can suck you in and make you believe anything? Well, one thing is if they are constantly, and they're not saying it in these words, but they're using language in some way that nothing you're doing is right. You have to listen to me, because if you don't listen to me, you're going to be doing everything wrong. Again, if you come in contact with somebody like that, email me, call me, or text me, or run really fast. Run really fast, because I can tell you right now that person is dangerous. If they're down on other people, if they're making fun of other people that don't know what they're doing, but they are the only ones that know what they're doing, and they're going to help you see the light because nobody else can do this except for them. Again, very dangerous. You have never heard me say that I'm the only one in the world that knows how to microdose, and if you don't listen to me, you're not doing it right. You will never hear me say that. And it's really funny. People like, if you're new to this, you might not know these names, but people like Fadiman or Paul Stamets. These guys are like, two of the inarguably maybe two of the biggest guys in the psychedelics world and mycology and understanding microdosing and even macrodosing. Paul Stamets, John Fadiman. They're very well respected people and very knowledgeable. Again, probably more knowledgeable than most. You would never hear either of them saying, if you don't do it my way, you're totally wrong. Now, they might say, here's what I recommend and here's why, because this works, but they'll never say that. But if you don't do it my way, just forget it, because you're it's not going to work and you're wrong. They'll never say that. So be very careful if you come in contact with somebody that is, of that character, that unless you do it my way, you're totally wrong and you're missing the boat and you're going to fail. The other thing is if you just are with this person and something eventually in your gut tells you that something's not right there, then your gut is probably correct. People say, don't listen to your ego. Don't listen to your heart. Don't listen to your gut, because it's trying to trip you up all the time. It's trying to make you do bad things. Well, the reason we have a heart and a gut, and I speak, and an ego, and again, it's not really our heart that's doing the thinking or our gut, but you know what I mean. The reason that we have this is because sometimes our inner self is right. When we're not willing to admit something, we might not be willing to admit that we're doing something the wrong way or we hang around the wrong person. But sometimes our gut says, hey, look, think twice about being around this person, or think twice about doing this method or technique, or think twice about accepting this job or whatever it might be. Sometimes our gut is right. So for somebody to say, like, just ignore your inner self, ignore your ego, ignore your gut, that's really, really bad information. So be careful out there. I'd like to think that most people are really good. Most people like to teach. I love to teach. But again, I teach in a way that I give you latitude to make your mistakes if you want to. We all make mistakes. And if you do make a mistake or something doesn't work, I will never come up to you and say, I told you so. You'll never hear me say that. Because if I ever do, you have permission to get rid of me. Fire me. Distance yourself from me. Cancel me, as the young culture says. I'm going to cancel them. But if I did that to you, you have the right to do that. I would want you to do that, because I don't want to be your guru. I don't want to be your God. I don't want to be the person that tells you everything to do and you better do it my way. I don't want to be that person. I just want to be your friend, your mentor, your coach. In a friendly way, though, not in a not in a bad way, in a way that will get it to work. Because when I look back, three examples I gave you, the vegan person, the financial person, and the person in the psychedelic community, none of those relationships worked because they were built to fail. Because you can't keep, unless somebody does not have the guts to say, I'm out of here, and they just want to continue in the cult, it can't be sustained. A friendship like that can't be sustained, and a relationship like that can't be sustained, because eventually you're going to be busted. Eventually somebody's going to say, this person is a bad person, or this person's a fraud. So just be super careful. Again, if this helps just a few people out there, then I'm happy, because I'll save a few lives that way. And yeah, believe it or not, your life can go down a bad, bad rabbit hole if you succumb to these types of people. So be careful. And like I said, everything's connected. Yeah, this show is supposed to be about microdosing. In today's episode, no, I did not tell you how many milligrams of magic mushrooms to take. No, I didn't tell you that. That's the easy part. We can always do that. I can always share with you how to microdose and your scheduling and all. I can always, but this is the stuff that very few people are teaching, to, you know, the stuff that has to go along with it, the stuff you have to know, the stuff and the people to stay away from. The people to stay away from that can ruin your life if you don't stay away from them. Be super careful, Nakama. I do love you. I say that every episode because I really mean it. And I know there'll be maybe a few people out there listening to this saying, I'm way off base and I don't know what I'm talking about. But, you know, they can say whatever they want. It's okay. I've been through this repeatedly. And there are people out there that will destroy your life if you're not careful. So please be careful, because we all want to get better. That's all we want to do. We want to get better. We want to feel better. And we want to be able to help other people feel better. Right? I hope you agree. But if you don't agree, I'm still your friend, because I'm not going to tell you that you have to believe everything I say. Okay, that's a great way to end it. I am Dr. Dave. Remember, I have an episode here on Microdose U every single Wednesday and Friday. Sometimes what I call is a Monday microdose, which will be a short episode sometimes. But you can count on every single Wednesday and Friday. And until next time. So today's Wednesday, right? Yeah, today's Wednesday. So I'll see you in a couple of days. I'll see you Friday. And I've got something really, really important I want to talk to you about on Friday. So please make sure you're with me then. Okay. Talk to you next time. I already said I love you, right? Because I do. Bye, Nakama.